I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. lawmakers consider spending and stimulus packages to offset coronavirus costs while a small group of volunteers help test the first vaccine. Society is adjusting to widespread school and business closures, event cancellations, and social distancing. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe says,
well, it's obviously changed everything when your mission field empties out in front of you with very little notice, but I've been delighted by the way students and staff are responding to say this is actually a mission opportunity. How do we take advantage of it?
College shutdowns leave some international students with nowhere to go. Visit us online to learn how you can help.
Inviting church families to say, would you take in a student who cannot get home right now? Is a beautiful example of what hospitality means in an age of epidemic.
And a recent shipment of used scripture to war-weary South Sudan has a special edition for chaplains in the field. Executive Director of Mission Cry, Jason Wolford, shares this story.
With this particular shipment to Sudan, we created a military cover. It's hard to tear, it's waterproof, and it doesn't shine. So for those that are in battle in South Sudan, they're going to be able to have this Bible, open it and read it, and not give away their location or not give away others' locations. So it's a real blessing.
Mission Cry specializes in delivering shipments of used scripture and Christian literature to believers around the world. Right now, 4 shipping containers are awaiting funding. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
You're giving them the sword, which is the word of God. In other words, you're arming somebody to properly fight against the devil.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.